All right, 1380 WPHM. It is time for Doing Your Homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to Doing Your Homework. Hi, I'm Chip Mortimer, your host today. And today's topic, we're going to talk about power tools. And, you know, I don't know what's in your toolbox. I know my wife says, don't touch that because I'm a little dangerous with doing the power tools, even though I have a, you know, hardware store full of hand tools and power tools and whatnot. But today we have Alex Snavely from Milwaukee Tools, and we'll touch a little bit about, you know, maybe the first-time home buyer and maybe kind of the novice person trying to repair and fix things to maybe a little more experience to maybe some people that want to build a deck on their house or maybe help a relative or neighbor to those, you know, we have some customers actually build furniture, build chairs or tables and things. So, you know, there's quite a wide variety. So we're going to try to keep it simple today and keep it straightforward. And at this time, I'd like to welcome Alex Snavely from Milwaukee. And maybe, Alec, you can talk about your background and also your history with Milwaukee Tools. And then after that, we can get into maybe what are some of the basic tools to carry to a little bit more advanced to, you know, maybe the real professional. So
yeah, of course. Well, thank you definitely for the invite, guys. You know, again, my name is Alex Snavely. I'm a territory representative for Milwaukee Tool here for the entire state of Michigan. I went to school down in Ann Arbor. I actually grew up here in Michigan, over in Big Rapids. And I went to school down in Ann Arbor and started my career with Milwaukee Tool shortly thereafter. Went over to Chicago. I actually did sales for Chicago, sales for Milwaukee in Chicago for about a year, covering our national accounts, and then moved down to Indianapolis, where I did our independent channel for about another year. And then finally went up to the corporate office in Milwaukee, suburb of Milwaukee in Brookfield. Lots of expansion going on over there as well. Was there for about 3 years, and I was a product manager for our Shockwave driver bit category. So I managed everything from supply and demand to research and development with our engineering team, all the way to touching the end user and making sure we're making the right products for the users that are actually going to be using Milwaukee products. So a little bit different perspective on power tools, I would say, than most, but got married back in July and moved back over to Michigan where I kind of started it, right? So it's good to be back in Michigan and get, back in the sales side of things as well. So I get to work with you, Chip, and some of the users that we have in the entire state as well. So it's a very exciting opportunity for me.
Okay, great. Well, maybe let's talk a little bit about the actual products. So what would be the real basic power tool, like a drill with interchangeable bits? Would it have like a screwdriver bit, whether it be a standard screwdriver, Phillips? I don't want to get real technical, but what would you vision that, you know, either a first-time homeowner, you know, we've got young people coming back out of college or, you know, out of an apartment, they're into their new home, and or, you know, whether it's new or new construction or, you know, buying an existing home, what would you envision that should be some basic items in that toolbox? And we'll expand on some of the more equipment.
Yeah, and I can touch kind of on my personal experiences as well as just my professional experience too.
Sure.
But right, I'm moving back to Michigan in the process of still, and you know, I'm in the process of getting a new bed, and I need to measure my rooms all the time, and it's obviously very imperative that you guys have a tape measure. Tape measures are one of the best products that you can have in your toolbox from a hand tool perspective.
If I can just interrupt, Alec, we call in the lumber business measure twice, cut once.
Of course.
So I'm real familiar. That's probably the good advice. Have the measuring tape, but always measure twice, cut once.
Yeah.
Sorry there.
No, didn't mean you're to good. Cut you off. I mean, that's a very important tool. It's a lot of times overlooked, and it's very inexpensive compared to others out there. So that's definitely one. From another hand tool perspective, a screwdriver, whether it's precision with your Phillips tips, your square tips, or your larger Phillips 2, that's very important as well for around the house, smaller fastening applications. But when you start talking toolbox and you know, the power behind it with batteries, definitely a drill driver. A lot of homeowners, DIYers, they really don't need a hammer drill driver where you're going into concrete. The difference between those two, again, is just going through concrete. So if you are having an application where you're drilling a small quarter-inch hole, you would want to step up from a regular drill driver to a hammer drill driver. But for the standard DIY homeowner, you know, professional DIYer, I would say, a drill driver and an impact driver are very important. There's many different price points with not just Milwaukee, but other brands as well. But as a DIYer, I would definitely focus on the lower price point, your brushed motor, You're a little bit less peak torque, but still enough to get the job done around the house.
Okay, a question for you, because we talked a little bit, you mentioned, you know, screwdrivers and things, or a drill driver in this. Tell me, do you have some type of attachment on any of your tools, power tools, where you could adapt with a socket? So let's say you've got some, you're trying to put together a wagon or a wheelbarrow or something, and you've got the hexagon nut or whatever, and you want to be able to use some different fasteners to, you know, like a socket set. Do you have something along that line to help our listeners?
Most definitely. I mean, we have a full breadth of line of accessories, not just the socket side or the adapter side, but also Sawzall blades or reset blades, hole saws, things of that nature. But to answer your question specifically, yes, we do have full socket sets that go directly onto an impact wrench, which I would say would be a more of a professional tool with the impact wrench. But if you are a homeowner with a DIY application with those socket type applications, we do have both quarter inch and 3/8 as well as half inch adapters. So they go from a quarter inch shank up to that half inch 3/8 or quarter inch square drive, depending on which type of socket or which size of bolt you're trying to fasten or remove.
Okay. Tell me, what is a general, usable time with something battery operated, battery driven? Huh? Do you get a half hour's use? Do you get an hour, 2 hours? What's kind of a, maybe kind of a rule of thumb? I know it's probably depending on what you're doing
100%.
With the tool, but is there kind of a rule of thumb of once a tool is fully powered, how much use time do you have?
Yeah, and that is by far and away the most asked question and probably the hardest question to answer in the business, just based on the vast array of applications that our users see. You could be cutting oak, you could be cutting pressure treated, or you could be simply hanging a picture frame. So battery life and cordless tools varies drastically. A great rule of thumb, though, is most of our kits come with two batteries. So if both batteries are fully charged, you will get a full runtime or a full day of runtime with just those two fully charged batteries. So, you know, keep one on the charger. By the time your first battery dies, your other one will be charged, and just flip it right over and you'll be able to go all day long, no matter what application it is. And with that too, there are different types of batteries that go with, say, an 18 volt platform, different thicknesses, different amp hourage. So we have anywhere from 1.5 amps all the way up to a 9 amp hour battery for your high demand applications, which is going to give you more runtime and more power. So really, depending on your application, you can tailor your tool, but also your battery based on weight and runtime, which is a huge asset for Milwaukee.
Okay. So basically with two batteries, you can pretty much use that power tool all day long.
Most definitely.
And then tell me, Alec, what about what's kind of the useful life of battery? Is it 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? I'm a little bit...
Of course. So with Milwaukee, you get a 3-year warranty on the batteries. So all batteries will last at least 3 years. If they don't, we're going to replace them right away for you. No questions asked. Now, when you look at lithium ion technology compared to what it's been in the past with NiCad, you're going to get at least double the runtime as well as double the overall life of the battery as a whole. So I would say on average between 5 and 7 years is what we're seeing from an industry standard. Again, it's going to depend on wear and tear. If you're a professional, if you're a DIY homeowner, how much you're using them, things of that nature. But for the most part, I would say 5 to 7 years is a good average for a lithium ion battery.
That's Alec Snavely from Milwaukee Tools on Doing Your Homework. Please stop by Mortimer Lumber and look at our large selection of Milwaukee tools. We're located at 2307 Lapeer Avenue. I'm Chip Mortimer, your host.